Houston, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, let's blast through his recalls quickly. I appreciate you holding. Freddie in New Jersey, you're a trooper. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Hey, just wanted to add, history books do lie. We're never taught the real history of this country. You know, we get books loaded with cover stories. Criminal elements in our do run our country. We saw this with the JFK assassination, by the way, which I think Fletcher Prouty proved that it was a conspiracy. People don't study the, you know, why he got killed, because that's the real question, is why.
Well, by history books, you've got to read a whole bunch of them and then study human nature, and then you start to get a grasp. But you're right. You don't get the truth just reading one history book. Or if you see a history book being promoted by the nightly news, you better believe it's full of a bunch of bull.
Yeah, and I think that when he died, you know, part of this country died. Because it's changed for the worse ever since he died.
Well, yeah, I mean, Kennedy wasn't perfect, but you got a real CIA banker Wall Street coup at that point. Before, they were pretty much running the show, but at that point, they were top dogs. And they set up a property tax, everything else, to shut down the middle class and transfer everything to themselves. Great points, Freddie. Let's talk to Steve in New York. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you, Alex. It's been a while, actually. I've listened to you for a number of years. You even talked me into getting active back in the New York camera band thing, and that's when I met Luke and all the We Are Change guys. And so great hearing him again. It's been a while, actually. But, yeah, I've just a couple of things. Yeah, New York this weekend, you couldn't even get into the city, even Friday night. You know, I thought I could sneak in Friday night to do some stuff, and you got like a two-hour backup in every direction. Yeah, all the cars would ferry down the one lane. You had to kind of run the gauntlet.
Yeah, no, that's done on purpose to shut down human mobility. They use all these as beta test drills on how to shut down and control society.
Mm-hmm. And they've got, like, you know, these, like, little tickers that go behind the cars now, like, see something, say something, and whatever else they want to have put up there.
No, no. Yeah, New York is a beta test for how all the rest of the world is going to operate. Just a hellish third world police state.
Mm-hmm. Also, you were mentioning before on the Building 7, it made me, because I was downtown during 9/11, and I was actually filming around 4 or 5 o'clock. And same thing, the cops were saying, okay, that the cop I talked to said it was the FedEx building was coming down because it had been damaged and, you know, it was unsafe. That was like across the street, so I could see his mistake. But, yeah, they kept like shuttling all this up to Canal Street. And by the time they got up to Canal Street, that's when you felt the rumble and everything. But, yeah, they definitely, and you could tell.
Well, that's another thing. You can hear right before 7 falls, they blow the core columns. You hear, pow, pow, pow. And then there goes the penthouse with the centrals. Then the inside. I mean, it's a perfect demolition. And you ought to see the information. I've got to carry the DVD. It's not out yet. But Richard Gage has this expert speak. And it's like all these top guys who've built giant skyscrapers, you know, famous architects, saying, yes, this is a controlled demolition. But I don't need to be a famous architect to know that. I saw them do it, and I talked to the cops that were there and heard the 10-second countdown. They blew the stinking thing up. It's an inside job.
Yeah, I didn't hear a countdown, but everybody's walkie-talkies were chattering. You could tell something was just like this buzz of activity. And it's like, oh, okay, there it goes.
Well, there you were, Steve. I can't tell you how many EMTs and cops. I've talked to cops that were in the CNN shot with the cops saying, get back. I've talked to the cop that was there with Amy Goodman, and you see her start running, and then it boom, boom, boom falls because there was a countdown. And people say, oh, are you saying cops did it? No, the cops are told it's coming down because of fires. They've got to bring it down. And the cops aren't demolition experts. And then all this story, they're like, actually, some cops I talked to that day were like, you're going to bring it down? Didn't it take time to do that? And they're like, don't worry about it, officer. Get out of here. They're bringing it down. And then it's like, all right, countdown, 10 seconds. Get out of here. All right, I appreciate your call. God bless you. I'm sorry to CJ in Michigan. You call me back tomorrow. You go to the head of the line, CJ. All right, I'll see you tonight, 7 o'clock. We're risking our lives, our treasure, everything. Please support us. Become PrisonPlanet.tv members.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, George Monbiot on the controlled globalist left should be very happy. And Ann Coulter on the controlled globalist right, that's how they keep us all on the reservation, should be pleased. Both of them praised Fukushima and said that radiation is no longer a health issue. That's the new spin. Why Fukushima made me stop worrying about and love nuclear power. Again, why Fukushima made me stop worrying and love nuclear power. Japan's disaster would weigh more heavily if there were less harmful alternatives. Atomic power is part of the mix. That's a guy who openly calls for world government, an authoritative world government, but also criticizes those that don't want one as being delusional. And you can also pull up the Ann Coulter. What was the headline? Ann Coulter says Japanese should be thankful for radiation and says that it will help their health. Now, the reason I raise this out of the gates on this September 12th, 2011, 10 years and one day after the tragic event, the reason I raise this up front is we are seeing disasters all the time now that in the aggregate are going to be much, much worse for human life than 9/11. The United Nations' own estimations, and I've talked to top scientists, I've looked at the numbers, it's probably a conservative estimate, is that a million people in the decades since Chernobyl in 1986, that a million people have died from complications directly linked to the meltdown at that reactor and explosion that spewed radioactive isotopes in all different directions. Now, it's been estimated that and we've had different physicists and radiologists on, but it's been estimated that the five reactors, all of which were many times bigger than Chernobyl, that completely exploded and melted down, each one could have spewed more than 10 times the radiation of Fukushima. This is a big, big deal. But meanwhile, it isn't an issue because it doesn't instantly kill you. It doesn't instantly kill you. Yes, there's been radiation sickness. Yes, there's been deaths connected to people from radiation sickness. That's in Japanese news, but it's still a minor footnote. The Japanese are so culturally tough that you're not supposed to even complain, especially if it's seen as part of a shared disaster. And there have been some suicides of prominent officials and a lot of resignations of physicists who lied for the government and the prime minister. And so they are actually punishing people, and they're talking about criminal charges because they didn't want to cause a panic, they say, so they lied. And so there's no radiation. And you know, I noticed in those three prefectures around Fukushima, those three states, it would just say for months, not recording, not reporting levels of radiation. But we knew from groups picking up radioactive isotopes, universities here in the U.S. and even Europe, that there were isotopes that are only released when fission is achieved, when there is a chain reaction, a limited chain reaction, but still a chain reaction. And so the worst type of disaster, because an atomic bomb or a hydrogen bomb, unless it's a dirty bomb, jacketed in cobalt or other things, it dissipates almost all of its radiation instantly. There's some fallout, but it's still very limited. But a reactor melting down is the equivalent of a giant dirty bomb times a million. You can look it up. Just one event, Chernobyl, conservatively doubled the background radiation in the northern hemisphere of the planet Earth. Below that equator, they have half the radiation background from just one event, because the jet streams and trade winds circle the Earth and don't ever really get down south. It's like a lot of the weather patterns from the south don't make it to the north. They got some radiation increase. Can you imagine what this is going to do? But see, and here's the heart of the matter, an illustration. Because it kills you slowly, it's out of sight, out of mind. And the globalists understand this. People don't get upset about poison being put in the well that kills you 20 years later. Now, there would be a panic if you drank the well water and died in 5 minutes. So if something soft kills you or slow kills you, it's like it never happened, just like cigarettes or any other issue. So everybody's fear-mongering, total change in culture, total fear, checkpoints all over the country, children being trained to spy on their parents, absolute, abject, complete hysteria. Boogeymen are under every table, got to give your rights up. But historically and statistically and common sense, people aren't fearing what can really ruin their life and take your property and conscript your children, and that's government. Government's killed. I always say 200 million. I've been corrected. Altogether, it's about 300 million that's confirmed in the 20th century. 300 million directly murdered by government. 300 million. That's a lot scarier than Al-Qaeda, even if you believe they actually carried out 9/11, isn't it? 300 million dead. Now, a million dead 20 plus years later from the effects of Chernobyl. But things were different. Back in the day of Chernobyl, the U.S. Army wouldn't use DU, wouldn't give its troops a delayed soft kill death sentence. Europeans were advised, and for 6 months, the importation of food was a must. No milk was allowed to be consumed. The animals were tested and slaughtered and not allowed to be used even as animal feed. It would be put into dog food and things. And the milk, powdered milk was brought in and vegetables were frozen and brought in for 6 months. And the soil was tested. And finally they said, okay, you know, there's a certain range around Chernobyl you can't eat. But all over Europe, from Italy to the Netherlands, people did not eat milk, drink milk that was produced there, did not eat vegetables that was produced there, because they understood how serious it was. especially with children, because they have fast-growing cells, and there's a much, much greater effect on fast-growing cells with radiation than there is on cells that are not fast-growing. Now, and obviously a child is still has a lot more fast-growing cells than an adult. Now, we are being hit with levels of radiation comparable to what Southern Europe in the opposite direction of the plume got. You can go pull up the actuaries on this that universities have put out. We've written articles about it, linked to other articles on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. What has changed in the mindset of the globalist where they just don't care? They don't care anymore about themselves, about anybody else. It is a death cult. It is a cult of lunatics. All of their open-air genetically modified crops that are pharmacological, that are so deadly and spreading into other crops, splicing animals, insects into crops, and then splicing that crop into animals, and vice versa. Hundreds of cross-species splices in one organism. Hundreds of insects, fish, amphibian, reptile, all being injected into different animals, all being created. Now allowing cross-species jumping of zoological diseases. I mean, this is Armageddon-type stuff, ticking time bomb, already increasing cancers, already increasing infertility. In all the studies, run-of-the-mill, single-trait GMOs within three generations are sterilizing all rats, all mice, all guinea pigs. Now they're coming out on the market with 7-stack, 10-stack, 20-stack, 20 different traits engineered into stuff you're eating. It's devastating. But with rats, you can see it in a few months in the cycles. With humans, it takes 20 years. You already see devastation 20 years into this. Imagine 20 years from now. It is going to be children of men. Almost complete infertility according to current growth rates. I just got chills. I just got chills. We are in the middle of... It's, you know, I don't believe, like David Icke does, that it's really fourth-dimensional, you know, space aliens that are manipulating humans to do this evil. But I know, and I'm not bashing David, but he's welcome to his theories. But I understand why people want to believe that. I mean, how are our own humans fouling their own nest, destroying our own future, and doing this? What is wrong with the elites? Why are they doing this? Do they have super advanced technologies and they think they can reverse it? And the cherry on top, what really makes it rich, to the point of wanting to throw up, is that then we get lectured by them all day about how bad humans are and how they want to tax carbon dioxide that the Earth is very low in right now, according to every swamp sample, peat bog sample, and ice core sample. And they've got other ways. They've got rock samples. It's been 14 times higher and more in just the last few 100,000 years. I mean, we are carbon dioxide starved. You double carbon dioxide and it would begin to green deserts, every study shows. Plants live longer, grow faster, are healthier. Something weird's going on this planet where they're going after the one thing we need while meanwhile just running around destroying everything. Now, why did I get on this nuke rant? And then I'll get into all the other news because big economic meltdowns. I want to get into 9/11. I want to open the phones up. Incredible Libya information. This is what we need to get into, okay? I mean, here's Ann Coulter. In case, because I say these things and then go, people aren't going to believe it in their new listeners, even though it was said publicly months ago, so I had the guys pull it. Ann Coulter talks Japan earthquake, tsunami with Bill O'Reilly. Radiation is good for you. New York Daily News. She said the Japanese should be thankful to General Electric. It's now admitted quite a few are dying. And others, you know, have fast cells dying. Their gums are bleeding. Their intestines are bleeding, and she says they ought to be thankful. And again, we offered to pay her money to go and speak at Fukushima. By the way, they got robots in there. The highest radiation ever recorded, you can pull this up, is coming out of the MOX reactor. The highest ever recorded. The highest radiation level on Earth ever recorded is coming out of there. They're calling the Fukushima 50 that are all dying of radiation poisoning who went in. They won't even work on it now. It's so radioactive. And she's running around saying it's fine. And so is Mombiot. Meanwhile, so they ought to be real happy here. Why don't we send Ann Coulter here? Explosion at French nuclear site kills one. We're going to come back and tell you about that. At a nuclear weapons plant. They had MOX reactor fuel blow up. I'm going to tell you about this when we get back. Okay?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Someone to hear your prayers.
According to Ann Coulter,
who cares.
Basically, your own personal Jesus is radiation. She says that it shows it's healthy for you, which again plays a mind game. Yes, they can focus specific types of radiation beams at a tumor and knock it out. And a lot of times it fries the tissues around it. They were able to knock out my great uncle's pancreatic cancer with it, but then it fried the tissues around it, and he ended up basically dying from complications from that later. But yes, a knife can be good to cut up carrots or to cut out a tumor. Doesn't mean you want it stabbed right in your heart. Now, there's the headline, record high radiation at Japan nuke plant. Continuing with the latest radiological disaster, but it's almost like this is on purpose. That's what Dr. Busby, who's been an advisor to the EU and the British government and the BBC, he said it's almost like they're doing this on purpose because fertility has dropped in the Northern Hemisphere by more than 80%, and radiation is one of the main contributors to that. And, he talks to colleagues who are for nukes, and they say, oh, well, there's too many people. It's kind of like that Russian scientist we interviewed years ago who was, wow, we've been feeding the rats this GMO-based feed, and within three generations, they're all sterile. And they just said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. There's too many people. This is the attitude of a very small guild. It's a control freak cult who realizes total power over the species is about fertility. The species is about fertility. The whole life cycle is about pushing the species forward, building a better world for the next generation, meeting a woman, meeting a man, getting married, having children. This is a war against creation by scientific technocrats that are playing God. And they're building armored seed vaults and animal vaults with the DNA, the eggs, the sperm, the seeds of every species on Earth. 14 UN-funded facilities worldwide with Rockefeller Foundation protection. Most of them in high desert areas with armed guards, others at the Arctic Circle. Don't believe me, just type in UN seed vaults, UN animal vaults. Underground bases with this stuff, and that's just what we know about. While the very people setting this up are running around funding the projects to wreck everything. And see, once they've wrecked the entire genome of every major species, then you're going to have to go to them to reverse it. You're going to have to go to them to have a child. And they're like, oh, fertility's gone now. But don't worry, we'll just take a cell from your husband and a cell from your wife. We'll splice it, we'll engineer it, and we'll get out any bad traits as well, which will be traits of aggression, resistance, understanding. And then, because it's so specialized, you won't know there's been back doors built into the humanoid you call your son or daughter you're getting, that you're paying for. Just like they catch them in every major GMO and pharmacological crop, building other things into it. You're told, this has this trait, drought resistant, but it's got another trait stacked. And it's so specific, there's only maybe less than a few dozen companies that can analyze it correctly. And then you try to find out, they say, well, it's proprietary. You're not allowed to see what we're doing. This is our company's product. We're infecting everything with it, but it's okay. I mean, we're living in a wild Twilight Zone movie, and the average male wants to sit in an easy chair and drink beer and think that that's manly. Like, I see guys when they do that, they, like, get off on it like it's really cool, kind of like a kid putting on a cowboy hat and fake six-shooters. I mean, you can see it's like dress-up. It's like fantasy. You can see guys usually aren't even having fun doing this, but it's like they're having fun feeling like they're manly. Man, men sit in a chair. Yeah, that's what men do. No, men navigate boats around the world. Men climb mountains. Men develop new ideas and literature and discoveries. Men protect their families, their tribe, their community. Men are sharp. Men are aware. Men aren't going to be conned. Men aren't going to be suckered or gamed. Men are wily. Men are not what you see walking around out there. Shame on you, men. You make me want to throw up. And I'm not here as some high and mighty person. I've just got the basics of survival instinct. You got radiation raining down on you and your family, and the government raises the radiation levels of what they say is safe. And what do? You don't care about your sons, your daughters, nobody. You care about going to the sports bar tonight and acting tough and watching enough ESPN to be able to act like you know the most with your buddies. That's what you want to know. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, waging war on corruption. Let me get into some of the other news, then I'm going to give the number out. Take your calls until Tarpley joins us. We're working on getting this former congressman who was believed dead, U.S. congressman, who was in Libya. He was having to hide out because the rebels... The Al-Qaeda, NATO-backed rebels, were sniping and killing even mainline journalists. And he said it was just incredible. I mean, mass murder of every black they could get their hands on, who were Libyan. Obviously, it's North Africa. Just absolute killing. And that Gaddafi's about 90% popular. And that most of the areas haven't been taken by the rebels. And by the way, that's in the news. Gaddafi forces have been pushing the rebels back in many areas. But you were told Libya's over, humanitarian disaster averted by killing 30,000 people and bombing everything with DU. Here's AP, Libyan fighters pushed stalled by Gaddafi troops. And they haven't even taken all of Tripoli. It is a civil war. But the average American's like, hey, I'm not worried about radiation. It's not in the news. I'm not worried about what happened in Libya. You know, I've actually heard neocons on radio talking about Gaddafi was with Al-Qaeda. Ladies and gentlemen, Gaddafi, you can say what you want about the guy. Gaddafi, in fact, later, you guys, Reuters released it, but it's Gaddafi's footage, so we can show it. Him with his grandchildren, just type in footage of Gaddafi with grandchildren released. and you can see the footage, but there he is in a tent with plastic chairs and, you know, eating food out of a tin can in 2005. I mean, and they always said it was an act that he liked to stay in tents. No, that's, he came from southern, you know, tribe of herders. That's what he was into. And the point is that he issued the first arrest warrant for Osama bin Laden through Interpol in 1996. And, of course, they just had him try to kill him. There it is. There's some footage. Now, continuing, my point is that I remember the news saying Libya was funding Al-Qaeda. That's not true. I remember hearing them say Iran is funding Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is out of Saudi Arabia. And the Al-Qaeda brand of Islam is the arch enemy of the Shiites. They hate each other 100 times, probably, what they, quote, hate the great Satan West. For any of those you know, groups of Muslims that are you know, on the extremist bandwagon. Most Muslims in the Middle East, I've talked to a lot of them and read their writings, are sophisticated and actually understand all the manipulations and things that are going on and how groups are played off against each other. It's not one monolithic group. But our government, our media, when Tommy Franks and Cheney and Bush and all these groups say Iran is Al-Qaeda, Iran is attacked by Saudi Arabian-funded groups. Those countries have been on the verge of war many times and are constantly arresting them and hanging them. It's absolutely diametrically opposed groups that think the others are heretics. Okay? Now, Gaddafi was a completely other brand, but they're treating you like you're complete and utter morons when they say that Gaddafi's Al-Qaeda and Iran is Al-Qaeda. That's why if you go back, I don't know, now 5 years ago, Bush put out a press release, WhiteHouse.gov, saying we are funding and authorizing these four groups to attack inside Iran. That was a big deal in the media. They're like, wow, they admit that the U.S. is funding terror groups to attack Iranians, and three of the four groups. One of them was Kurd group, but the others were all Wahhabist and actual real Al-Qaeda. And now they're using those very groups out of Iraq to turn over control of Libya to them, and that's who now is the main rebel leader of the entire operation, sitting in Tripoli, admits he is Al-Qaeda and works with the people and is made up of groups that have actually attacked U.S. soldiers in Iraq. But see, that's why Mohammed Karzai, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, it's a famous case. He pulled the video to a press conference at the Rose Garden at the White House. And Bush says, well, Karzai's fighting Iran really hard. Iran is attacking with Al-Qaeda, and we're going to deal with them. And he said, respectfully, Mr. President, Your Excellency, as they say obnoxiously, you know, some of the people at the UN call our president's excellency, like calling him Your Highness. He goes, respectfully, sir, I must explain, Iran is helping us with Al-Qaeda. They are aligned with a different group, sir. Because he knew in the Middle East, Central Asia, this was like saying Bill Clinton is Abraham Lincoln. Or it's like saying the Dallas Cowboys are the Seattle Seahawks. It's ridiculous. It'd be like if Karzai came here and said, I really love your Dallas Redskins. And the president would say, President Karzai, that's the Dallas Cowboys. Or it'd be like if Karzai came and said, I love your American movie with Lex Luthor in the red cape. No, that's Superman. I mean, it's that ridiculous. And he goes, respectfully, sir, that is the opposite group. They are helping us. And Bush is like, no, they are Al-Qaeda. And he goes, yes, sir. Knowing it was all over the Middle East and Central Asia broadcasting and was just ridiculous. It'd be like the president getting up and saying the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man is real. I mean, it's just beyond idiocy. But see, Bush knew what he was doing. Tommy Franks knew. He got in trouble for it. Rumsfeld's done it. They all say, well, Al-Qaeda, we're fighting them in Iran. And then the media's always, but sir, that's their archenemy. They're fighting each other. You know, Hezbollah and Hamas represented Hezbollah out of Iran, Hamas founded and run by Israel as the, quote, counterbalance. And again, it's the Wahhabist. You got to understand, Israel, Saudi Arabia, the United States, all the people running our countries are all on the same team. And so that's why they use these Wahhabist double agents to carry out dirty work and sometimes even burn patsies like a McVeigh or a Lee Harvey Oswald. They just so happen to have a turban and a big beard. And sometimes they actually fund people who are real terrorists and think they're doing it for Islam. But see, I'm already digressing again. It is just so amazing on the Libya front. Libyan fighters pushed, stalled by Gaddafi troops. I thought 3 weeks ago it was all over. The television said so. I thought Gaddafi had run to Venezuela 5 months ago. I mean, it must be true. And Ann Coulter says radiation's good for you. So, I mean, I'm not going to be a conspiracy theorist because questioning anything a mainstream media figure says is sacrilege. It is blasphemy. It is heretical. So, I refuse to even see this AP article because this contradicts what I've been told. So what? But wait, AP is the boss. So what do I believe? Libyan fighters pushed, stalled by Gaddafi troops. Fierce resistance by loyalists entrenched in strongholds. And it's you know, they've been pushing for final control forever. Here's another one. Official. It's now official. Gaddafi's son Al Saeed the Shield has fled to Niger. Obviously, so he has better command and control over the rebel forces. That's a good move to divide their command structure. Again, I'm no fan of these people. I'm not a fan of government, period. I'm just telling you, to blame him and say he's Al-Qaeda when they actually fought Al-Qaeda, and then our own stinking, murderous, criminal, banker-occupied government is putting them in, and now they admit heat-seeking missiles have gotten in their hands. By the way, I saw it in court documents months ago. People were like, where's your proof? Where's your proof? Well, we have an InfoWars article we wrote with links to mainstream news where it indeed Fast and Furious shipped guns into Chicago and into Indiana. You can go pull that up. Yes, the government ships guns to drug gangs in America. Okay? The government isn't the government. It's hijacked. I mean, if somebody carjacked you in your garage, you open your garage up, you're getting in, a guy jumps in, puts a gun to your head, do you go into the... What's that psychological phenomenon where you love your oppressors? And more and more people go into this because we've been trained to be so cowardly. People actually play a mind game with themselves. Stockholm syndrome. And they go into Stockholm syndrome. So if a guy gets in and says, I'm carjacking you, you decide they're like your boss and go, well, let me chauffeur you from now on. And then if anybody tried to get the carjacker out of the car, you might fight them. You're like, no, this is the government. I mean, if some crazy man climbed the fence at the White House and could jump on TV during a live telecast and say, I'm the president. Well, you sat in the president's chair. You're the president now. We've got to do everything you say. I've got to do some searching. I saw it Friday night and then never searched it because I've been so busy. But on MSNBC, they now, I guess, because I don't really watch a lot of TV, they re-air 60 Minutes. And I think it was about 9 at night, and I turn on, I want to get some propaganda, I want to see what they're up to. So I go to MSNBC, and they're airing 60 Minutes. And it was so amazing. But I was over at my parents' house, and so I didn't record it, couldn't figure out how to record it by the time I saw it. And it was what I've seen in all the manuals that we put in films and talked about, and some of the training videos, but it was worse. It showed the Pentagon funding seminars in every police department in the country, including corporations now and InfraGuard, with these Army colonels, some retired, some not, who look completely insane, but very charismatic, with cops who look like they've been put in microwave ovens. I mean, you could tell they'd done 10, 15 cycles of roids where it was just all kind of like blubber now. And it showed all these crazy looking roid head cops who looked like they were out of their minds, and women cops and people. And it showed them, and they were saying, yes, Al-Qaeda will attack every single police station and school. They will attack me. I will be attacked. Al-Qaeda will attack you. And it cuts to the Pentagon-funded group saying, everyone will be attacked. You will be attacked. And of course, it's domestic groups. See, They're moving away from Al-Qaeda now. They're saying people are going to attack you everywhere. And I guess as the government tries to take everybody's property and checkpoints and people get mad because their pension funds are being taken, there probably are going to be some people that get angry. So they're getting ready for 1776, and they're the Redcoats, and they're actually up there, though, teaching them to be totally fearful and freaked out. And it showed these cops completely glassy-eyed, roided out of their minds, who could barely talk, going, I think he's great. They're trying to keep me safe from the terrorists. I mean, it was like, whoa. I mean, this is a self-fulfilling, delusional prophecy where the cops, I mean, I saw the, I was watching more news this weekend than I normally do because of the 10th anniversary celebration of fear and the death of liberty in America. That's what it's turned into, is like a, you know, the day they killed America. But America's a spirit, so we can always breathe life back into it. But America's dead. It's over. Goose is cooked a long time ago. You got to be honest about that to get it back. And I'm watching, and it was like checkpoints in Dallas, checkpoints in Los Angeles, checkpoints in Boston, Detroit, Michigan, New York, Washington, D.C. And it just showed random troops out searching people's cars, army, cops in battle gear with guns strapped to their legs, M16s, and looking all scared. And imagine, women and children are walking around, and there's cops with machine guns. Terrorists are everywhere. Buddy, let's say there was going to be a real car bombing or something this week. I mean, statistically, you've got a better chance of being struck by lightning dying from a honeybee. When a honeybee flies by you, do you just run and cower in fear? Maybe you do. Thousands of people get bit by water moccasins every year. Hundreds and hundreds die. Number one cause of death from snakes is water moccasin. Much worse than rattlesnake. Rattlesnakes want to stay away from you. Water moccasins are mean. I had friends, people I knew, one guy in high school, went to college, jumped into the lake. The water moccasins were in a ball, a mating ball, killed him. Bit him hundreds of times. Died of cardiac arrest. I mean, do we not go to the lake and swim because, you know, there's one chance out of a million a snake's going to bite us? Stop it. Stop it. I mean, it is just a culture of abject fear, and it's so obvious. Even if you think 9/11 isn't an inside job, there's no doubt it's being used to take our freedoms and that they're beta testing it away from Muslim extremists, quote, over to the general public in the Fetters anti-New World Order people. Why? Because you can say what you want about Muslims. They're not going along with sterilization and GMO and the end of the family. They've got to be knocked out. So the globalists are going to hire people and fund groups and allow extremists to attack so they can go in and kill millions of these people, blow up their infrastructure to reduce their population, send in occupying armies and then roll in the vaccines after that. Force inoculations now beginning. Domestically, who do they want? People who are still Americans, that love liberty, freedom, can skin a buck, run a trot line, know the Federal Reserve's private, all the police manuals. It's not about Al-Qaeda, folks. It's about you, the very good old boys that cheered the police state, thinking it'd keep you safe. Now, speaking of that, here it is. Credible terror threat turns into fear-mongering farce. The police stormed the aircraft that was landed, and it goes through all of this, ABC News reports, and told them, anyone gets out of your seat, you're dead. They then took everybody off the plane and talked and interrogated and were told, well, this couple was giggling and laughing and went in the bathroom together and then came right back out. No discernment. You see a couple giggling, laughing, going into the bathroom. But they're running all these TV ads now where it shows a yuppie on a train leaving his bag. And now I've seen it. I've been at the airport and just put my bag here. I've got some barbecue I'm eating. I want some napkins and salt. It's 15 feet away to the little kiosk. I walk and people are like, sir, your bag. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm supposed to lug two big bags over. People are kissing. Land the plane, cops. I'm going to kill you. And they show these TV ads now where it shows a guy at a mall leaves his bag, and so a woman starts chasing him going, stop, he left his bag, Homeland Security. And then it cuts to TSA walking to the mall. We're here to help, ma'am. And we posted these videos. And there's now more than 10 of them. In all the videos but one, everyone is white who's a terrorist. Everyone's a minority that reports them. Even the Southern Poverty Law Center said, yes, it's whites that are the terrorists. and it's minorities that report them. They're rebranding. But then I'm racist for even recognizing. I always point out stereotypes. I mean, this is the political correctness. There was a Daily Mail article where they won't deliver now copies of the Bible or the Gospel of Matthew. The British Postal Service saying it's a hate crime. They're already arresting preachers in Canada that read from the Bible, passages that are not like. But now they're just saying Bibles aren't allowed, period. These politically correct people are not liberals. They manipulate well-meaning people. Oh, don't say something hurtful. Oh, I'm going to have you arrested. Well, free speech is nice, but don't want to hurt people's feelings. But reading these articles here, there were bomb scares because of cardboard boxes on the side of the highway. Mattresses now cause abject fear. And all of this is about not fearing what you should be concerned about, big out-of-control government. It's all about being... But the scariest thing was the cops. I saw cops around the country running checkpoints. They were scared. They were shaking as they checked each car. They really believe that there are Al-Qaeda under every table. I mean, land of the cowards, home of the slaves. Whatever happened to us? How did we become so cowardly?
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Phone calls. It's just when you watch people under mind control, that's why the founding fathers talked about this, so many other historians, philosophers. You have got to get control of fear in your life. And after you get control of it finally and learn to just turn it loose, it is so empowering. You don't really start living until you get rid of your fear. It doesn't mean you're dumb. It doesn't mean you go jump off a cliff or drive recklessly. It's just you get control of yourself and you think in a cold fashion. And the statistics don't lie. The statistics don't lie. Close to 400,000 people die a year in automobile accidents. Some years it's 300 and something. Some years almost 400. We all still get in our cars. We all still get on airplanes. So how have we gotten to a point where they hype all of this terror, they hype all of this fear to a crescendo? And then I have stacks of the reports. I know you saw it in your local area. Mattress blows out of the back of a truck, highway shut down. And the procedure for the police, because they want their department to keep getting funded, is put on a show. There's actually been leaked memos over a decade ago about this. And they'll send a robot up and blow up the mattress, blow up the cardboard box. And then it's on the news and people are like, the suspicious package was blown up. They never say wasn't a bomb, was a bomb. It's all meant to create the perception in the childlike minds of the public that there are bombs. Then they have drills unannounced in Chicago, in Seattle. Some of these drills where they blow up buses. They burn areas of downtown. They'll lease 10, 15 houses and catch them or buy them and catch them on fire and then have the fire department there. And they're smoking bombs. Everybody's like, terrorists are hitting. An hour later, I'm the mayor. It's just a drill. But again, all of America is a giant re-education camp. That's what this is. This is Soviet re-education. They have drills coast to coast where they go in, generally elementary students, unannounced, and actually point guns at them and scream at them and say, we are anti-New World Order people. We hate you. We're pro-Second Amendment. We're pro-homeschool. This is in the manuals. Look it up. I've shown you the articles. And the children cry and freak out. And the parents are in such a trance to authority figures that when they get mad and come to the school, they say, it's all right. We had to do it because of the militia. It's a federal drill. It's all right, Mrs. Johnson. It's all right. In fact, I remember reading the articles in the aftermath about it in a Michigan case many times on air. How they handle the parents. We have to do it for their safety. It's because of the gun owners. And they tell them it was a drill because the homeschoolers might attack the school. By the way, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking. Just like I said, Ann Coulter said radiation is good for Japanese, and I went and read the article to you. I mean, I've probably played this 20 times over the years. By played it, gone and found the AP articles where in the federal grants, they say we have to come here and say we are homeschoolers against public education was one of the federal documents. And all over the country, little kids are sitting there and they're in their class and in run cops under federal grants to scream at them and yell at them and scare them and then tell them we're homeschoolers. And it actually works. They tell them we're a pro-Second Amendment group. Guns are bad. And for the rest of their life, the kid's just traumatized, and I hate those Second Amendment groups. I had to be traumatized as a child for my safety. And again, it's so bold and so naked, and people feel so powerless, they decide to accept the cops doing it and go, okay, abuse my family. You see, it's a giant re-education camp. America is a giant brainwashing camp with cops all scared to death.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.